Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So we got a drive moment, guys. Drive okay. Moment. So my English disappears when you so my thing is, it's not only English. Even Tswana vendor disappears.
Your language disappears.
Yeah. So there are times when I pray in Setswana and something, I want to say something to God, but it disappears and I have to rearrange. So, you know, when you switch on YouTube and it doesn't catch the network immediately.
Oh, it's buffering.
So sometimes, and it doesn't matter. And yeah, it just comes and goes and you don't know when it happens. Yeah. It just happens. And then when it happens, maybe you know, or what's happening. But yeah, it happens a lot, eh?
And it's the simplest words, by the way.
Of course.
I'm never tripped over the big words, because if I know the big word, I know it. If I don't know it, I don't know it. It's the smallest words that are conjunctions and you're trying to join the sentence and it won't join because the language has left the building. But when does my English leave? I think when I am speaking too fast and I'm hasty and I'm anxious about something. So if I'm, because now I speak fast generally. Like for radio, I literally have to tell myself, slow down, you're talking too fast. So I speak fast generally. So when I'm anxious, I speak even faster. The same way I listen to my voice note card times two speed. I can't
sometimes
listen.
Yeah? You listen to your voice not down times two.
Yeah, I can't listen, guys. It's just too slow. It's just too slow. I can't deal with it.
Wow.
That's why I finish people's sentences, by the way. It's not because I mean to interject. It's because you're speaking too slow.
You're interjecting.
So I'm already...
You're interjecting.
I'm already interjecting. Like finishing the sentence for you. So yeah.
When I'm angry.
Really?
When I'm angry, and I'm going to go to guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes,
you won't feel it if I say it in English.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go the way I'm feeling a corner. Language and comfortable guy. So that's not accurate. It's long. See, my English disappears very. Go with very English. I mean, minimum. Like in Gaga, well, I'm a paragraph I do. Yeah. English, I'm a paragraph I do. A parallel. I'm not page till 12. I'm not 72 pages in English. You don't have English. Mara, when I'm angry, I'm an English con.
Sure.
That's how you express yourself. So there you go, Kaya family. My English disappears when dot. Give us a call.
And you literally feel like you are about to pass out because why is this sentence not finishing? Why can't I complete this sentence? But yeah, definitely when I'm anxious for me.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp
063-688-0959. Umuntu waqala wathi, hey, can I? Hayi bo, ngivele yazi ithi disappear English ngayazi ukuthi seyephi kwenzakala ngizoplitiliza lapho efonini. Hayi mntanami mfana uzongihleka baba manje sewenzakala ngithi hey nama ngazi hambili English. Yo, hayi English shame izokushaya.
My English disappears when I go and buy from abo my friend, I not saying abo my friend, English ya bale, you call me English broken.
Hey, minang nengking aman, hey, ya bona mang kwatile, hey, English ya mi veli exit group. Nga kwata nje, zozo abati English has exited the group.
You know, funny enough, talking about my friend, so when I was in China, so when you speak in China, you speak their English.
Yeah, of course.
You don't speak English. Mamela, when I came back, I get around get habit. I didn't know what was right, what was wrong. Hey, 2020, awesome. I'm like, what am I saying? I didn't even know. I know exactly what this guy is talking about.
And the funny thing, when it disappears, ne, later on, it reappears.
Oh.
We won.
Come, masters.
And already, and the worst thing about English, right? You can mess up other languages. Mm-hmm. It's no big deal, ne? Try and mess up English, ne? Black people will make you pay big price.
Yes.
Ayan, that's your English buffer.
It does.
When?
It does.
Never. Not you.
yeah, yeah, yeah. It absolutely does. Yeah. Sometimes the Zulu jumps out in the middle of a bullet.
It's a consequence.
When it's meant to be a consequence. Yeah. No, it absolutely does.
I think what would be fun is, like, there are certain words that I struggle with, right? And the funny thing is, I'm in entertainment, advertising, right?
Yeah.
There's one word, advertisement. I can't say it. Ooh. I cannot. Guys,
advertisement.
I can't say it. Really? I'm right.
It's advertisement.
Yes, advertisement. Oh,
it's advertisement.
Oh, so I must practice it. Yeah.
It's not advertisement.
Yeah. Hey, young child.
Advertisement. What are we talking about?
It's advertisement.
That's how you're supposed to pronounce it. So I'm going to advert.
Yes.
Yes. Advert.
I agree.
When I go to that tea. Bonjour, me.
Guys, my English disappears when I am broke. I can't even put words together. Because all I can think of is everyone that's looking for their money, asking for their money. So I have to go back to my suit. That's not even clear itself.
Most of the time, I pick up, these guys from the outside. Maybe you grab a talk of China, not English speaking.
Yeah.
So the time I have to work, I just take a level in your English. It's ever difficult. At some point.
Mina, my English disappears when I'm angry. And the first words when I'm angry, la le la la. I'm really English.
So,
la
la la. I've always said, Mina, Tswana and Chinese are related.
Okay.
I.e., I can give you two names as a Tswana. You might think it's Chinese.
Okay.
Tswa Hong.
Inge?
Tswa Hong. It's a surname. Yes, Tswana.
Oh, I see.
The other one is Shuping.
Shuping, okay. At least Shuping, I know.
Yeah, Tswahong Shuping.
Okay.
So I'm not blaming this guy that Magakulu Manabufaka is Tswana.
William Lihong.
Exactly. The black Chinese guy.
Marakilu Hong, ne?
Yeah, Lihong. Lihong.
Marakaran Lihong. That's Tswana Kilihong.
No, when he says it, he says Lihong.
Kilehong.
It's on a guapile. Has a guapile, ki guapile.
Ma'am.
So you're not Kilehong.
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 That's how he pronounces. That's how he pronounces his name.
What does he call William?
Yeah, asim phone.
Okay.
Kilehong.
Lehong.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
That's the moth right there. Ben by the bride. Janet Jackson. Say it again. The intro. Exactly.
Yes,
and she does not even have the answer.
Is what to the fire? What
to the fire?
Do you know how moths are attracted to fire?
No, we don't.
This is exactly what we are talking about. It's our topic for today.
Yeah, my English
disappeared. Has disappeared.
It's gone. It's gone, Shem. It's gone.
Got a moth to fire, man.
Like a moth to a flame. Like a moth to a flame. Okay. Like a do you know moths are like attracted to?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Lena Shem, that's why I got English lelo by depleted during the people in the meeting. Over because I'm anxious. Over manje, the flow is mine. If I eat it out of the wind, and sometimes over the weekend as a weekend, English, please behave yourself. Over because English is not the tongue of my mother, you know. But English. You come, I'll say everything.
Mina, my English, guys, it disappears when I talk to my African brothers. It just disappears, I almost like speak as if like I'm also Nigerian, and you cannot even pronounce words word for word as they're supposed to be put in the sentence. But when I talk to white people and colored guys and other black fellow South Africans, you know, my English is just okay. You know, it's proper, man. It's from St. Stephen's, you know, high school. It's one of those Oxford English.
So for me, my English runs okay. I mean, it runs. Like, I don't understand. I know English and all of that, but when it's time, for some reason, the words just, I don't know, disappear.
Mara Glenn, Marauko, right? I'm married to the Tswakong family. You can't say which Tswakong is China.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.